About 50 people came to speak to Vance about issues ranging from travel and shipping restrictions, the disaster declaration extension, the DMV, to the integrity of elections. A few people asked about voter registration and if voting machines are safe. Vance relayed the finding of the Alaska Division of Elections, which is that Alaska's paper ballot voting machines are safe to use. She then spoke in support of the idea that automatic voter registration should be removed from permanent fund dividend registration. One person asked if Vance will file a companion bill to Senator Mike Schauer's bill, Senate Bill 39.
I have not submit the companion bill yet because Senator Schauer's been working out the kinks in his bill. So I've held off. I have signed onto Representative Rauscher's election bill that has some of the same merits. A lot of us are very aligned.
Vance also spoke of another bill she intends to file. The Dunleavy administration shut down commercial salmon fishing in federal waters of Cook Inlet last year. The state declined to continue managing the fishery within a 3-mile area in federal waters. The area is what is called an exclusive economic zone, where the federal government has jurisdiction over natural resources. A constituent asked Vance if there's anything she can do in the House that will encourage the governor and the state to resume the management of the fishery so that it can open again.
To answer your question on the EZ and the Cook Inlet, I am going to bring forth a resolution that supports opening that to the commercial fishermen and having a management plan. So that I plan to be rolling out soon.
The Homer DMV was a popular topic. Vance told the group that although the Homer DMV had been closed recently due to the illness of the staff, it is now open and she supports it staying open, but she also supports a private DMV office. Here's Vance in her opening remarks.
There is a private DMV that I've heard is supposed to be opening in May. I don't know a whole lot about it other than I wish them success. I believe that we have room in the community for both.
During the question and answer session, Vance was asked how she plans to vote on House Bill 137, Representative Fields' bill to require that the state maintain a DMV in communities of 850 or more. Vance said she believes that the bill restricts the free market and binds future legislatures.
The way the DMV was proposed this year was a line item on the budget. And so we got to decide what's best for this next coming year. Unless that bill changes, I do not believe that that is the best way for us to move forward.
Vance expressed her reservations about the bill, but will not be voting on it. Today is a travel day for Representative Vance. She is excused from today's floor session. There is a lot more audio from Monday's meeting. KBBI will be posting Vance's full remarks over the course of this week on our website, KBBI.org. I'm Kathleen Gustafson.